Begin the current daf, Masechta Tzachin, daf Tzadi Dalet. Begin on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamud. The Gemara continues with the Halacha, the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this parak regarding the laws of Gid HaNosha, that is the sciatic nerve in an animal, which is forbidden because of the incident with Yaakov Avinu, with the Malach, that it became dislodged. So on that, the Mishnah continues. Shaleich Adam Yerech La'ivik Achavim, a person can send a thigh, which is where that sciatic nerve is in, he could send it to an idol worshiper. Shegid hanasha b'teicha that has inside of it the gid hanasha, and in other words, we're not concerned that maybe that non-Jew will go ahead and then resell it to a Jew, and then that Jew is going to be eating the forbidden gid hanasha that's inside the thigh. Why could we do this? Mipnei, because since it's intact, it's a whole thigh. Shemekayme, that the place, the location of the gid hanasha is nicker. It's recognizable if it was taken out, viscerated from the thing, and the consumer, even if a Jew is going to buy it from the non-Jew, will realize that it wasn't taken, and he'll take it out, and therefore there's no problem. And the Gemara is going to ask, how does this whole discussion even start? How does a Jew buy meat from a non-Jew? How can you assume that it's going to be kosher? Now, says the Gemara, the following diuk, the following inference. It sounds like from the Mishnah that you could send a yerech, a thigh, which sounds like it's intact. Shleima in, yeah, that you're allowed to sell to a non-Jew with the gid hanasha inside of it. But chatuch aloi sounds like, but if it was sliced up, then no. Then only if the gid hanasha was taken out first, only then could you sell it to the non-Jew. Why? Because since it's already sliced up meat, so the Jew who's going to buy from the non-Jew is going to think and he's going to assume that the gid hanasha was already taken out, and he's going to eat the meat as is with the gid hanasha inside of it, thus violating the issa of the gid hanasha. So this that we permit the Jew to sell to a non-Jew with the gid hanasha inside is only an intact, a whole thigh. But cut up is forbidden. That is the Gemara. Well, b'mayas kinyan, what exactly is the case of our Mishnah, which will explain also this concept that we allude to regarding how is it that a Jew is buying meat from a non-Jew? Ileme b'mokim she'machriz, and if we're talking in a place where they don't make announcements, now what this refers to is that actually all the butchers of that place were Jewish butchers. Moreover, when a trefa comes to their hand, many times when they're slaughtering, they find that this piece of meat is not kosher. So they don't announce that in the marketplace, oh, that there has been trefa meat today that was discovered, which that's the type of meat that they would sell to a non-Jew. They don't make those announcements. Now, hence, obviously, in those places, it's not permitted for a Jew to buy meat from a non-Jew, because maybe the butcher sold that trefa meat today. Sometimes it could have a moral defect, it could have been a problem with the shechita. And we don't know if today that there was a trefa that was bought by the non-Jews. We don't know that there was a trefa in the marketplace because that's not a place that they make announcements. Again, so those types of places they don't make announcements, one's never allowed to buy from a non-Jew because there might have been trefas today, and who are they selling it to the non-Jews? And you might be buying a trefa from the non-Jew. So that continues the Gemara top of Tzadi Dalmud Aleph. So if it's in such a place where they don't make announcements, then chatucha nami l'shadalei, then it should be even permitted, not like the inference we made from the Mishnah, to send to a non-Jew even sliced up pieces of meat with the gid hanasha inside of it, because there's no concern that maybe a Jew is going to buy from him. The haloi osalim is v'menei, like we said, he's not going to come to buy from him ever, because we're always concerned that maybe it's a trefa that you're buying from the non-Jew, which that was what was sold to him by the Jewish butchers. So El Rather says the Gemara, you're going to say b'makim shemachrizim. No, it's talking about a place where they make announcements, where it's permitted for a Jew to buy in that place meat from a non-Jew. Because if since they didn't make an announcement that day, so what should we be concerned for? As we said, all the butchers are Jewish, so they do a proper slaughter. And we're also not concerned that, oh, maybe the Jewish butcher sold in the tray for meat because they didn't make an announcement today. So if that's the case, oh, so therefore you can't buy in certain situations that we're talking about where they make announcements. So then, and therefore you're saying that you wouldn't be allowed to sell the sliced up meat with the gid hanasha inside because the Jew is going to buy from the non-Jew and then he's going to have the gid hanasha inside of it. But then that's the Gemara where then shleima nami l'shad delei. Then even an intact thigh, it should not be permitted for the Jew to sell to the non-Jew until he takes out the gid hanasha, because even though the place of the gid hanasha is recognizable, but you have to be concerned as follows. Yeah, the Jew's going to sell a whole thigh to the non-Jew. But the chatichle, the non-Jew's going to slice it up, umazvele, and he's going to sell it. And everyone knows the meat is from Jewish butchers in this town, and they didn't make any announcements today. So the Jewish consumer who's buying for the non-Jew is going to think it's a kosher piece of meat with the gid hanasha taken out, and now it's not recognizable anymore because he's selling up sliced up meat. So then why is it permitted to sell a yerech shleima? So either way, it's difficult. If you say b'mokam shemachrizin or emachrizin, one of the two halachas is difficult. Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima b'mokam shemachrizin, we can answer both ways. Either you could say that it's talking about a place where they make announcements, usually if it's a treifa, v'ibai Seima b'mokam shemachrizin, or you could say it's talking about a place where they don't make announcements, as the Gemara explains. Ibai Seima b'mokam shemachrizin, if you want, you could say it's talking about a place where they make announcements. Now, so we said if it's talking about a place where they make announcements, we said you should never be allowed to sell a meat, even whole, because he might slice it up. Says the Gemara, no, because chitucha da'eva kechavim, the slicing up of a non-Jew in the thigh, made the idea that's recognizable because he doesn't slice up meat the way a Jewish person does. Why? The way a Jew slices up a thigh is lengthwise, because you don't want to cut it up widthwise because then you're going to be cutting the gira'nush inside of it. Lengthwise, and then you could take out the gira'nush which runs along the length of the leg. And a non-Jew doesn't slice it. It'd be sliced up not necessarily that way. And therefore, you'd be able to know that it was sliced up by a non-Jew. And you wouldn't come to think that it was kosher meat that was sold from the Jewish butcher. And therefore, there's no concern when you sell a non-Jew an intact thigh. Now, actually, Rashi brings from his teacher that therefore he would rely when they would send a thigh, which is basically the whole leg of the animal, to another person through a non-Jew. And there was no seal, which is generally required. You have to have sealed meat so that it wasn't changed by the non-Jew, that it would be kosher if it was sliced the way a Jew usually slices after how they take out the gid hanasha. But that's only by the thigh, but some other limb, which Jews and non-Jews cut up meat the same way, yeah, that would be forbidden until there's a seal. But that what his teacher actually relied on this concept where it's recognizable the way a non-Jew slices up a thigh in contrast to a Jew. That's if you say, b'mokam shemachrizin. The Gemara says, if you want, you can say it's talking about a place where they don't announce. Well, then the question was, then you should even be able to send them sliced up meat, because like we said, a Jew never buys from a non-Jew in those places. Says the Gemara, no, gezer, it's a concern. It's a decree, shemi yitnenu lebefnei yisrael acher. Then maybe the Jew is going to give that thigh to the non-Jew in front of another Jew, and the Jew who sees that transfer, he's going to buy from that non-Jew thinking that, oh, okay, that the gerenosh was taken out from it, and because the Jew is the one who prepared it, and therefore, that's the concern. Meaning, if he gives him the shlema, so he sees that it's intact, he knows that the gerenosh wasn't taken out. But the chaticha is going to be a problem because he's giving him sliced up meat from a Jew, it's kosher meat, and he's not going to realize that the gerenosh wasn't taken out. That's the reason for that halacha. Now, however, the Gemara gives v'ibay same, if you want, you could say a totally different interpretation than we've seen up until now. Up until this point, the Gemara was assuming it's because of the concern of the subsequent Jewish consumer who's going to buy from that non-Jew. Now the Gemara says a different interpretation. The reason the Mishnah, why you're not allowed to sell a sliced, like we inferred from the Mishnah, sliced up meat, which the Ger Anosha wasn't taken out from, is Mishum Tekugonav Lelidaite, is because you're doing what's literally translated as stealing the consciousness of the non-Jew, what's called Geneva's Das, which basically you're deceiving him, because he's going to think that, oh, the Jew must really love me very much, because he went through the whole effort to prepare this piece of meat, and he knows that Jews don't eat the Ger Anosha, and he prepared it up until what it requires, the long procedures that Jews have to do for themselves, and then he gave to me. However, the Jew really didn't take out the Ger Anosha, and therefore the non-Jew is going to be ingratiated to him for really no reason, and that's forbidden. Because Damar Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Asa lignam das abris, you're not allowed to steal the consciousness of people, even that of a non-Jew, of an idolater. And therefore that is a problem, simply because when he gives them intact, he knows they didn't prepare it yet. We sliced it up, oh, kosher meat. Wow, Jews really go through that whole effort, and he's going to assume that he did it. That's why it's forbidden. Now, says the Gemara of Hadash Shmuel, this halacha we quoted from Shmuel, lav befeir shitmer. It wasn't explicitly that he said that there's a prohibition of gneivas das, even from an idolater, el machlolet mer, rather it was inferred. The Shmuel, havakavam b'mavar, because it was an incident where Shmuel was going over the ferry, which was a wide ship, wide boat, which would cross the river, and Omale Lashame said to his attendant, paise la mavure, go ahead and appease the ship operator, meaning pay him for our journey across the river. And paise v'ikpen. So he gave him his pay, but Shmuel was bothered by it. My time ikpen, what bothered him? So Mabai, he says, because Tarnagel is treva havya. His attendant gave the ship operator a treva chicken, and v'yahavin ale b'mar d'shchuta, and he gave it to him in exchange, in the place, in the assumption that it was a slaughtered piece of chicken. Now, as Rashi explains, This that he says he gave him a tarnagol is treifa, which doesn't mean the little translation of treifa, which really means mauled by another animal, because then you wouldn't confuse a slaughtered piece of chicken with that which was mauled and totally mangled. Rather, it means to say a slaughtered chicken that had a treifa, meaning it has a mortal defect, with that of a ksheira, that is where it's deceitful, because he thinks he's getting a kosher one, and he's getting that which is not kosher. So therefore, Shmuel was bothered. Rav Amar, he gives a different interpretation. It says, Anfuka Amar Leilashkuya. He told his attendant to give him a revius of undiluted strong wine, Vashke Chamer Mazig, and they gave him to the non-Jew the diluted wine, and the non-Jew thought it was undiluted wine. And it was deceitful, Genevis Das, and therefore Shmuel was bothered. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Mechlola Mai? So even if it was inferred, what's the difference? Why do we have to know this, that the Gemara is telling us? Oh, just so you should know, Shmuel didn't explicitly say it. It was inferred. What's the Gemara telling us that? What would be the difference anyway? What would we think that would be problematic? Says the Gemara, because it's not 100% then. Because Lamanda Matrefa have, according to the first interpretation that said that he gave him a trefa, slaughtered bird, a chicken, and not a totally kosher one. You could say that Shmuel wasn't bothered because of Genevis Das. It's rather because that this individual, as intended, was holding on to non-kosher food. Amalei, Amai Teshai Yisur, why were you holding on to non-kosher food? That's what bothered him. But maybe he wasn't bothered with the Genevis Das of the Eivik Echazim. And also, Lamanda Ma'anfuka, Amalei Lashkoi, according to the one who says that he told him to give him a revius of strong wine to drink as pay, Anfuka chaya mashma. What bothered him was, because what's the translation of anfuka? It means raw, undiluted wine. And Shmuel was bothered for his own honor that why you violate what I told you. I told you to give him anfuka. How can you go ahead and give him diluted wine? So it wasn't because of the Genevis Das, but it was bothered by the umbrage about what he had told him to do, and he didn't do that. And therefore, that's what the Gemara wants to tell you. It's mechlala, and it wasn't befeirish that he said this halacha. Now, continuing on this theme about Genevis Das, Tanya Lutna Braisa Hayur Meo Emer. Meo would say, which again, Genevis Das is like stealing someone else's understanding, that's what deceit is on some level, which a person is thinking one thing because of what you're communicating that you're doing, which is not really true. So Meo would say, Al Yisarv Odom Lechaver Listeners. Like, a person should not pressure a person to dine with him. And he knows that he's not going to dine with him. And since he knows he's not going to do it, so that's considered Genevis Das, because now the guy's going to be so grateful for nothing, because he thinks that really you were wholeheartedly really pressuring him to eat, and you're really only doing it because you know you're getting just that thanks when you really don't intend, because you know he's not coming. So to v'layir b'lay b'tekrevis, you shouldn't increase your gifts to an individual. V'yidei b'shen mekabel, you know he's not going to take. Moreover, in Talmudic times, all their barrels were sealed. And when the distinguished individual would come to a person, he would open up a brand new barrel to give him strong wine that was just opened up, where it still has all its aroma in there. Now, if an individual had already sold, he still had it in his possession, but already sold a barrel to a storekeeper, and it's still by him, so he shouldn't open up for his friend barrels that are sold to the storekeeper, to the guest that came, because again, he's stealing that person's heart. He's deceiving him that he's going to give him thanks for nothing, because that guy, the guest, is thinking, wow, what a great loss this guy is doing for me, because he realizes that the rest of the wine, once it's open, it could get ruined, and really this guy's, he's giving the rest right away the next day, the next hour, to the storekeeper that he sold to. So therefore, one shouldn't do that because it's deceiving. Unless he notified him that he says, I just want you to know, I sold this to a storekeeper, I'm not losing out, don't worry, don't think, you know, I'm opening up this whole barrel for you. So too, shouldn't tell him, I want you to anoint with oil, when it's really mipach reken, when it's really from an empty flask. And the reason why he's offering from an empty flask is because he knows that person is not going to anoint himself. And again, it's Genevis Das, because that person thinks, oh, there must be oil in there, and he's really offering me when he's not really. Now, but if it's because of the honor of the guest, where he wants the people around to know how dear this person is, then mutta, then it's permitted. Now, the Gemara says, Ini, is this really so, this halacha, like we're describing of Genevis Das? But Va'ula iklo lebe Rav Yehuda, Ula went to the house of Rav Yehuda, Pasach lechav yesamachuiz lechemini, and Rav Yehuda opened up for him, seemingly for him, a barrel that was really earmarked and was already sold to the storekeeper. How's he allowed to do that? Isn't that Genevis Das? Says the Gemara, no, I do. Like we said, he notified him. He said, I don't think, you know, I'm ready. This is already pre-sold. When I'm opening up for you, you're just getting, you know, the first dibs, but it's already sold. Or the Ibaisim, if you want, you could say that actually Shani Ula Ula is different because the Chavul Rabbi Huda, he actually was very dear to Rabbi Huda. Because even had he not already sold it to Achemini, he would have opened them for him, and therefore, even if he did, that's still not deceiving, and therefore that was permitted. Continue on these halachas. A person should not go to a house of mourning, and in his hand will be this flask that splashes around, meaning to say it's not full, it's empty, but people think that it's full. And you shouldn't fill it up with water, because again, he's deceiving, it's Geneva's Das. People are thinking that, look what he's bringing, and he's not really. Now, but Vimyesham Chavir Ir, but if there's a large throng of people from the city over there, where this person is intending to distinguish the mourner in the eyes of the people of the city, they're going to say, wow, how chashav this person must be, that this guy's honoring him so much with a whole flask of wine, then mutter then is permitted again because of the concept of Godl Kavod HaBriyos, how great is the distinguishing, is the honor of an individual, that one is allowed to even do something that would generally be prohibited. A person should not sell to his friend a sandal made out of leather from an animal that shalmesa, that died by itself, because the hide is not as strong as a healthy animal that was slaughtered. And he shouldn't do this if it's bechlal shel chay shchuta, which it's under the guise that it was selling him a live and healthy animal that was slaughtered. So he shouldn't sell him one that was not really that, but rather had died by itself. It's because of two reasons. One is because, again, he's deceiving him. He thinks he's selling him from a healthy hide, and he's selling him from one that was unhealthy, that died by itself. And the second reason is simply because of danger. Because how did this animal die? Maybe a snake had bit it, and therefore, that's why it died, and the poison got absorbed in the hide, in the skin, and this guy's going to be wearing it on his feet, and it can be dangerous. Should not send to his friend a barrel of wine that has oil floating on the top, which that person might think that it's all oil, and he's going to invite guests because he's confident there's a lot of oil for cooking for his guests, and that's misleading. Because as the Gemara says, Umaisabechad was actually an incident with an individual, Shashigul Chaveri Chavishal Yain, that person had sent his friend a barrel of wine, but for Shem itself, Alpia, there was oil floating on the top. Vahalach Vizimna Le'arch, and then this individual went and invited guest, thought he has all this oil to cook with. Vinichnus, so they came in, and Matzah Shishal Yain, he finds out that it's really all of wine. Vachan Chasatzma, he went and he choked himself because he didn't have what to feed him, and he was embarrassed, and therefore he went and killed himself. Now the Gemara says, "Ve'ena orchin yershoyin litin mamasha lefneim." Other types of similar halacha is that a guest is not permitted to give from the food that's in front of them, lebenayu ulebita shel balabais, to the sons and daughters of the homeowner who he's eating by. Elam kein, not lerushus mebalabais, unless he first had permission from the homeowner. As the Gemara tells, the ma'is be'echad was an incident where a certain individual, shezimin gimel orchin b'shnei b'tzaris, had invited three guests in a famine year, in a hunger year. He didn't have even that much food to put in front of them. Ella, the Gemara says, without the chav, kishalish beitzim, like around, or there is, was exactly three eggs. And so he didn't have that much food. Now, Bob ben Oshel Baal Bayis, the son who probably was starving, came, the son of the homeowner came. So, notel echad mehen, chelko, even not so one of them maybe saw this famished boy, and he took his egg, and he gave it to the boy. V'chein sheni, v'chein shlishi, so too the second guest did that, and so too the third guest. But of Shaltinik, then the child of the father of the child came along, and Matzah, he found his son, Sha'izik Echad Bepiv, that he had closed one egg in his mouth, Bishtam Biyadai, and the other two eggs in his hand. So Chavta Bekarka Bemet, so the father slammed him into the ground and he died. Now Kimish Rasima, once the mother saw that her son had died, also Lagag Venafala Mesa, she went up to the roof and she fell and she died. Afhu al Lagag Venafala Mesa, and then the father also, he went up to the roof and he fell and he died. Amar Blesmi Yaakov, he says, Al Davazen Nergo Gimel Nefashim Yisrael, you see, regarding this halacha, which was not fulfilled, three Jewish lives were lost. Now the Gemara says, My Kamash Malon, what's he teaching us with this idea? Says the Gemara, it's not really teaching anything. It's the Kulir Blesmi Yaakov, he's just telling us that it's Blesmi Yaakov that said the whole teaching. And that's what it says, Amar Blesmi Yaakov, he was the one that taught Salacha, why it's forbidden, as we find that they could have these negative and disastrous repercussions. Now, going back to the halacha of our Mishnah regarding sending a thigh and with or without the Gid Anasha in it to a non-Jew, so turn about and learn the Braisa. Hashaleich Yerech Lechaver. If a Jew is sending a thigh, a piece of the to taking sending the leg of the animal to his friend, So if he sends it shleima intact, saying that tzarich shi tlamen the gerah nasha, he doesn't have to take out the gerah nasha before he sends it, because it's recognizable that he didn't take it out, and the one who's getting it, who's eating it, will take out the gerah nasha. Now chatucha, but if you're sending him sliced up pieces of meat, so tzarich li tlamen the gerah nasha, then you have to take out the gerah nasha before you send it. Now ubo'ev kachavim, but regarding if he's sending it to non-Jew, ben chatucha or ben shleima, whether it's sliced up or whole, in a tzarich li tlamen the gerah nasha, then he doesn't have to take out the gerah nasha. The Gemara is going to shortly explain this halacha, as we saw in reference to the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, continues the Braisa, another halacha. Because of two things they said, you're not allowed to sell nevelas to treifus. Again, nevelas when it dies by itself, treifus when it has a mortal defect, but these are pieces of meat that are forbidden for a Jew to eat. One is not allowed to sell these types of meat to a non-Jew without specification. And what are the two reasons? One is because he's deceiving him. And the other reason is because he might then go ahead and subsequently sell it to a Jew. So that's the two reasons. So therefore, only if he had notified the non-Jew that, don't worry, there's not kosher meat, it's the males of treifus, so then there's not genevas das. And also, if we're talking about a place that they don't make announcements, where there's no concern that maybe he's going to sell it to a Jew, that would also take care of the second problem. Or even the place where they make announcements, but on the day that they make an announcement, then you'd be able to sell it to a non-Jew. But again, if not for those variables, then it's forbidden to sell to the non-Jew for those two reasons. A third halacha, a person should not tell a non-Jew, take this dinner and buy from me meat. Because of two reasons, it's a continuum base. One is because of those who will rob, meaning that they'll forcibly, we have to be concerned that maybe this non-Jew is a ruffian, is someone that will actually keep the money from himself, and because he got the money from the Jew, and he'll just rob from the butcher and force him to give him the meat, so he'll get the meat for the Jew, but he'll end up keeping the money for himself. So they don't put a non-Jew up to this. And the echad shema meichin lo nevelas treifus. And the second concern is because if you're sending a non-Jew to buy the meat from you from the kosher butcher, you come to the deli and he sees a non-Jew, he'll give him the non-kosher meat, and then it's going to go back to the Jew. And therefore, that's two reasons why you shouldn't have a non-Jew go ahead and buy a kosher meat for you. Now the Gemara explains the three halachas of the Braisa. Amamar, the Tana of the Braisa said that we said regarding selling the thigh to a Jew. So we said that if it's intact, then okay, you could sell it with the gerah nasha inside, sliced up. You have to take it out, because one's assuming getting kosher meat from a Jew, it's sliced up, that one could eat it, and you can't recognize it. And then the Braisa said, regarding a non-Jew, whether it's intact or whether it's sliced up, in a tzarich litl men the gerah nasha, you don't have to take out the gerah nasha. Says the Gemara, b'maya skinon, regarding what are we talking about here in this Braisa? If it's talking about a place where they make announcements, and if there's a problem with treifa, that they say that today there's treifa and one should be aware. So chatucha may in itzorch litl men the gerah nasha. So why, when you sell sliced up meat to the non-Jew, you don't have to take out the gerah nasha? But kiven dolei achres, since they didn't make an announcement today, so everybody knows that there's no treifa meat today in the marketplace. So aslam isim minei. So, okay, so shleima we said, so the Jew could tell that it wasn't taken out. But by sliced up meat, he might come to buy from the non-Jew, because again, the place where they make announcements, people buy from the non-Jews. And today there was no treifas, and this piece of meat is not treifa. The only problem is, but it has the gerah nasha inside of it, which every kosher piece of meat has inside of it. And if you didn't take it out and you sold it to the non-Jew sliced up, the Jew's going to come to buy from the non-Jew, and he's going to eat the gerah nasha in it, because he's going to think that it was already taken out. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, you're right, pshita b'makom sheimach reason. We must be talking about it, that it's talking about the first halacha of the Braisa. It's a place where they don't make announcements, where Jews don't buy from non-Jews, and therefore there's no problem. You can sell it to the Jew, to the non-Jew, whether sliced up or intact. However, continues the Gemara, emitziasa. But look at the second halacha of the Braisa. It says, we said for two reasons, we're not allowed to sell non-kosher meat, meaning from a kosher animal, but nevela trefa, to the idol worshiper. One is because you're deceiving him. He thinks you're giving him kosher meat. And the other reason is because then he might subsequently sell it to a Jew, and the Jew's going to be eating nevelas treifus. Says the Gemara, but if it's like you established in the first case of the Braisa that we're talking about, where they don't make announcements, so hala aslam ismane. But then we said that Jews don't buy from a non-Jew. So I could say the second reason why he can't sell nevelas treifus is because a Jew's going to buy from him. Jews don't buy. Rather, it's obvious that the middle case Tovmad, that, and seemingly that's the difficulty, that the Brice would seem to be in the same types of cases, that seems to be in the case where they do make announcements. And today, he knows that because of there was something that happened, that they didn't make the announcement, and therefore Jews will come and buy, and although there is an avail of Tovmad, he's not allowed to sell to the non-Jew because Jews will buy, because by mistake, what happened? Something happened, they didn't make the announcement, but really there is an avail of Tovmad today. So that's why he can't sell it. But Eima Seifa, then look at the last case of the Braisa. The Braisa said, Lo yoyma adam la'evika chavim, a person should not tell a non-Jew, kachli b'din ze basa, hit, buy from me a piece of meat with this dinner, with this coin. And the Braisa said, Mishnei Dvarim, because of two reasons. One, because we have to suspect that the non-Jew is going to be one of these people that will forcibly tell the butcher to give him the meat and he will keep the money for himself and thus cause a loss to the butcher. And the second concern is because if he's going to the Jewish butcher, this non-Jew, the butcher might think it's for the non-Jew, he's going to sell him the Veils of Treifas, and then that's going to go back to the one who sent him, he's going to be eating the Veils of Treifas. That has the Gemara, but if it's like you just established in the middle case that we're talking about where they make announcements, well then, but what are you concerned? You're concerned that the Jewish butcher is going to give to the non-Jewish messenger, non-kosher meat a treifa? But if it's some other place where they make announcements, if it would be that there was a treifa, achruzi have a machruzi. They would have made an announcement. And then they would know that it's treifas. Now, from the fact that they didn't announce, obviously it's not a treifa, so what's the problem that the one who sent him, the Jewish person who sent the non-Jew, is going to eat it? It's obviously not a treifa. And rather, obviously, must be told in a place where they don't make announcements, and therefore you're never allowed to buy from a non-Jew, and thus Jewish butchers sell to non-Jews just like that, and because of that, we have to be concerned that his messenger will be getting the veils of treifas from the Jewish butcher. So says the Gemara, comes out, Reish to b'seifa, b'makom shem achrizin. We prove that, obviously, the first and the last case have to be told about where we don't make announcements, when there's treifas in the marketplace. And mitziyasa, b'makom shem achrizin. But the middle case seems to be indicating that it's talking about a place where they do make announcements. Says the Gemara, Mabai, in, yes. Reish b'seifa, b'makom shem achrizin. That's how it is. The first case and the last case is talking about a place where they don't make announcements. And mitziyasa, b'makom shem achrizin. The middle case is talking about a place where they make announcements. So although they're different cases, that's how the Brice is talking. Rav Am, he says, no, there's uniformity over here in the Braisa. Kula b'mokam shem achrizin. All of them are talking about in a place where they make announcements where there's, if there's a treifa in the marketplace. And again, therefore, that allows us generally to buy from non-Jews because all the butchers are anyways Jewish. Now, reish b'seifa shechrizim. The first case and the last case is talking about where they made an announcement today. Meaning the reisha where we had the halacha that said, if you want to sell a thigh to a non-Jew, we said you could even sell it to him with the Giranosha inside of it, when it's sliced up, you don't have to take out the Giranosha. It's Toma, where that day they made an announcement that there's treif in the marketplace. So that day, no Jew is buying meat from the non-Jew. So you don't have to be concerned that he'll buy that sliced up, even though there happens to be kosher meat, with the Giranosha inside of it, because no one's buying from a non-Jew that day anyway. So to the last case of the Braisa, which said that you now send a coin with the non-Jew to go out and buy meat for him today, because that day, they made an announcement, which tells us that in the marketplace today there is treifa meat. Oh, and that might be what the non-Jewish messenger is buying from that Jewish butcher, and therefore you can't send them that day. Now, mitziyasa shloich rizu. The middle case is talking about, yeah, we're talking about a case where it's a town where they make announcements, but it happened to be beyond anyone's control that there was an error and they did not make the announcement that day that there is a treifa in the marketplace. That's why it's forbidden for this Jewish person to sell to the non-Jew the nevelos and treifas that he has because they didn't make the announcement that day. And of course there is, because like this person, this butcher has non-kosher meat, but since they didn't make the announcement, the non-Jew then might subsequently sell it to the Jew, because since it's a place where they usually announce, and today they didn't announce, the Jews will buy, and therefore that's the case that's talking about, that you now sell it to the non-Jew. Vashiyama, he also, to keep the uniformity, but the other way around, he says, Kulu b'makam she'im achrizin. All the three cases are talking about where it's a town where they don't make announcements. And generally, Jews do not buy any meat from non-Jews. So therefore, the first case, which we said you're allowed to sell to the non-Jew, even if it's sliced up or whole, you don't take it to get an usher, because who cares? The Jews don't buy from the non-Jews. So to the last case that says you now send a non-Jew to go and buy meat for him because since they don't make announcements, you have to be concerned that there might be treifa today in the marketplace, and we don't know because they don't make announcements, and that's going to be what's sold to his non-Jewish messenger. Now, umitziyasa, in the middle case, which said that it's forbidden to sell treifas to a non-Jew unless you notify him. Now, we said, what do you mean? What's the difference? Jews don't buy from non-Jews anyway. No, it's a gezer, it's a decree, shemayim kareana, because we're talking about that maybe this Jewish butcher might be selling to the non-Jew, b'fnei Yisrael, in front of another Jew who will see the transaction, but he won't hear from the butcher that it's treifa, and he's going to think that it's kosher, and therefore you're not allowed to sell to the non-Jew, although no one buys from non-Jews anyway, but if you see the Jewish butcher selling to the non-Jew, he'll think that it's kosher. That's the case. That's why we're not allowed to go ahead and sell the nevelsa treifas to the non-Jew. Now, in contrast, the first case, which said you're allowed to send an intact thigh to a non-Jew, there we don't make the gezeira that why, maybe he might be giving it to him in front of a Jew, and then that Jew will take from the non-Jew and eat it with the geranosh inside of it, because the middle case, it's talking about a butcher who's selling in the marketplace, and that's where the non-Jews come to buy. There are this many Jews over there, and they're standing there, and they're watching. They were concerned that maybe one of the people over there was watching wants to also buy a piece of meat, and he'll buy from the non-Jew. But when the Jew sends a thigh to the non-Jew, it's talking about in his house, and who's seeing this? And even if another person happens to see, we're not going to make such a decree that maybe this Jew who happens to see is going to buy, because not everyone's buying meat. In contrast to the marketplace, therefore that's the case of the mitziyasa that we made that gezeira. Now, Rashi points out that the Tana of this Brice is obviously disagreeing with the halacha of our Mishnah, because we explained our Mishnah that actually there is a problem with the Get Hanasha, even just sending sliced up meat to the non-Jew that the Jew might buy from the non-Jew, which we said in the Brice that we're not concerned for. The halacha of our Mishnah obviously is, and therefore Rashi says that our Brice disputes the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Heichem Achrazinan. How exactly do we do this announcement? We said that in certain towns, that's what we said, that, and that's what we discussed, if it's talking about Makam Shemachrizin or not. How exactly do they make this announcement that everyone should know that you can't buy, first of all, you can't buy from a non-Jew that day, but also you have to be careful because there's a treifa here in the marketplace being sold today. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, what they would announce would be is, Nafal Bistra Lebanei Chela, that meat that is for the populace has fell into our hands, meaning, basically, there's meat that's going to be sold to non-Jews. So everyone has to be aware, and therefore no one's buying from a non-Jew that day. And that is the Gemara, why say such ambiguous wording? Why didn't they just say that there's treifa meat for that should be sold to non-Jews today? Why do they say that we just have meat that's for the non-Jews? Says Gemara, then loizami. Then the non-Jews are not going to buy it because it's degrading for them since we don't want to eat it and it's only able for the non-Jews. Therefore, we have to say it in this more ambiguous terminology. And that is the Gemara, but then they're misleading the non-Jews, because they're not letting them really know. They think they're buying kosher meat, and really it's treifa. Says Gemara, no, inu hu dekumatoi nafshai. No, the non-Jews themselves, they're misleading themselves, because they're not asking if the meat is treifa or kosher. Meaning this that we said before, that there's a concern mimnei shemateyu, because we're misleading the non-Jew, that's when you're selling it to him with presumption that it's slaughtered. So to a previous halacha we had that when someone's opening up a new barrel that's already earmarked for the storekeeper, it's where he tells him, I'm opening it for you. Where that's for sure Geneva's Das. But when you just open it and you don't say anything, no, then if he's assuming, that's he's misleading himself and that's not a problem. As the Gemara says, Ki hod ma'azut b'reid of Nachman. Like we have in the following incident with ma'azut b'reid of Nachman. Have a ka'azl misircha le be'machuzah. He was going from this town of Sichra to be'machuzah. Now the rover of Safra, have a ka'azl l'sichra, they were on their way to Sichra. Pogradodi, they encountered each other. Now, who suffer? Mazuta thought, La'apihu de Kasu, that they were coming to greet him. So Amalahu, he said to them, oh, Lamal Rabban and the Tarch Vasu Kulahai, why do the rabbis have to go through the effort so much that you came all the way out to greet me like this? You didn't have to. So Amalahu of Safra said to him, Anan lo havi adin in the Kasima, we didn't know the master was coming. We're actually going out to take care of our own needs. That's why we're coming out. Now, he says, had we known that the master was coming, we would have gone through even more effort, but we didn't come out for you. So Amalei Rava said to Rav Safra, my tamar Amalei Hachi, why do you tell him this? You caused him to be a little bit down now, because he thought that we were honoring him, and now he's saying, don't worry, it wasn't for your honor. Why do you have to tell him that? So Amalei Rav Safra said to him, but then we would be misleading him and deceiving him. Had we not told him the real reason, he would have been ingratiated to us for nothing. And that's what Rav said to him, no, ihu hu de komati nafshi. No, he was misleading himself. Since we didn't tell him that we were coming out to greet you, this that he thought, that's not our concern, that's not our problem, and therefore that's why it's not a problem with the salacha of how they would make the announcement. They would just say, oh, we have, you know, meat for the populace, and everyone knew that what those code words meant, but they didn't say that again it was trefa because the non-Jews wouldn't buy it, and it's not considered misleading either because we're just selling meat. This, that they're assuming that it's one thing or another, if it's under presumption that it's slaughtered, it's a kosher meat, and then that would be misleading. But if they're just selling meat, and they're thinking, they're assuming something, assumptions is not our responsibility, and therefore that's not a concern, that's not a problem of misleading, which, like we said, there's a problem of genayv es das, even for a non-Jew, that wouldn't be in violation of the halacha.